This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
It most certainly is. Welcome along to our penultimate show of this BFBS Esports Live. Thank you as always to the Audio Content Fund. This is the show dedicated to gaming within the forces. And as I say, penultimate one. And this week, I think we're focusing on something which is interesting on quite a few levels. We're talking about the Commonwealth Games and how they're taking big steps towards introducing esports as a new field to compete in, which is not a new thing. Esports has been around the Olympics. It's been talked about being involved in bigger sporting events for a while. But as I understand it, and we'll find out later on in this show, I think this is the first time it actually has been part of an event where medals have been given out. I'm going to be chatting to Ewan and Alia later on in the show, who competed at the trials in Birmingham. First, though, as always, we'll be playing you music. If you want to get in touch, you can do either via the BFBS website, or you can get in touch if you want to go onto Twitch, where we're streaming live. You can watch this program. You'll find it all there. Do that. And while you do that, this is Give Yourself a Try by the 1975. Give Yourself a Try by the 1975 here on BFBS, the eSport. I was going to say the eSports station, but that'd be wrong. It would be the Forces station, and this is eSports Live. Now, the trial took place at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, and it was to see whether eSports could take their place alongside traditional sports like swimming and athletics, which you will see at big events like this. 100 players representing 20 different Commonwealth nations fought for medals in three different video games. They were Rocket League, they were Dota 2, and eFootball as well. Now, the trial was widely regarded as a success, depending on where you read about it. The president of the Commonwealth Games Federation, Dame Louise Martin, told the BBC, "Going forward, this will be a sport within the games. That's my personal opinion." To get his opinion on it, Ewan is with me right now, competed for Wales at the Commonwealth Games. Ewan, my man, how are you?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Super intrigued about this because I think esports has been floating around these big traditional sporting events for a while. First question is, how much did you know about the Commonwealth Games before this came up?
To be honest with myself, I've always been a regular sort of traditional sports fan anyway. So I've always been interested in the Olympics, the Commonwealth Games, a big football fan. So I think it depends who you talk to in terms of gaming. I think some people are into their traditional sport and some not. But yeah, I've always loved the traditional sports myself.
That's one that people sometimes forget, don't they? That just because you're into esports, just because you play esports, just because your profession is esports, doesn't mean you can't like other things outside of it. The things can totally mix. So when it was floated that they were going to do a trial of esports, the three games that I mentioned, which were Dota, eFootball and Rocket League, were you immediately interested in being part of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it came up around 2 years ago for the Olympic Games as well as an initial sort of prospect. The idea was floated around, and even back then for us, it was obviously a source of massive excitement to have that crossover between, you know, our sort of, I guess, our livelihood in terms of esports mixed with traditional sports, which at the end of the day, that's where we all want to be, is to be treated the same as any other sport. So yeah, when it was obviously floated around, and then when it was announced, it was something that I knew I really wanted to be involved in. I'm very lucky. I know the guys that run the Esports Wheel side of things very well. So yeah, it was definitely it's a prospect for me because I've played sort of professional Rocket League for about half a decade, but there was never a chance to do that on a sort of international, national level. So to do that properly, it was really, really nice. And yeah, it was a very exciting prospect.
You'll have to pardon me for not knowing. What's the biggest event in Rocket League?
There's a tournament called the RLCS. It's the Rocket League Championship Series, which is basically the pro level of Rocket League. And that's that has multiple LANs in a year, and it has a world championship at the end of the year as well.
So if there was a world championship and you had a chance of winning that, say you won the world championships, you may have already, Tadpole, if you have, I apologise profusely if you've won it. If there was a chance of you winning that or winning a medal at the Commonwealth Games, which you did, the colour of the medal was, what medal did you win at the Commonwealth Games?
Gold.
Gold, gold,
luckily,
gold.
It was gold,
so,
yeah.
So what would be the bigger prize for you?
I think as of right now, so I've been to the world championships for Rocket League. I finished about 5th to 8th, I believe it was, in the world championships. I think for me, it would still be to win the world championships in Rocket League. But I think that's only because this is still sort of a trial period, I guess, for sort of mixing the Commonwealth with esports. I think if it was at a point where, you know, we were actively involved in the medal tallies and it wasn't something that was being properly broadcast as a part of the Commonwealth Games, I think that opinion would definitely change.
I'll stop being sceptical about it all now. So what was the experience like? What was it like being in Birmingham at the event, with this event going on and you playing? I assume the stage was whereabouts in Birmingham?
It was in literally the central square that the Commonwealth was happening. So even we went outside to the square where the big mechanical bull was outside by the Commonwealth and got to meet everyone there. So it was in the ICC in the centre of Birmingham. It was a gorgeous arena, gorgeous stage setup. It was as professional as it gets for that weekend. And yeah, it was obviously being up in Birmingham was an incredible experience. It was something that was very unique to us all as esports players to sort of bridge that gap into the Commonwealth and to hear people's thoughts on sort of national teams as well, which is something that's quite rare to have tournaments for national teams in esports. So yeah, it was incredible.
Well, exactly that. What was it like pulling on? What did you have, like special world shirts? Did they do you special shirts for it?
Well, each sort of, especially the home nations have sort of Esports England, Wales, Northern Ireland, Scotland. Each designed their own jerseys, which were gorgeous. Mine's in my cupboard. I probably should have worn it now, actually, thinking about it. But no, it was a very, very surreal experience for me. It was also my last tournament as a player. So I've retired. I retired on that tournament as well. It was my last tournament as a player. So it was obviously a very special sort of poetic way to end off my playing career. But yeah, especially for a lot of countries, you know, such as ourselves with Wales, I got to speak to a lot of the guys from Gibraltar who were so, so passionate about representing their country as well. So I think it gave a unique opportunity for us to put more of a weight on, I guess, the esports. It wasn't just we were playing for ourselves.
Mate, what a way to go out, though. Win yourself a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, wearing the national shirt as well, and then go. Had you planned to retire? Was that always the plan, or was it a spur of the moment?
I retired about 2-3 months before the event. And I basically said that it was going to be my last event, but obviously didn't really know how well we'd do. We weren't predicted to win the gold. We were probably the second, third best team on paper. Obviously to go out and win it was special to have. I had all of my family were in the crowd. I had my dad, my sister, my mother all came up to watch it. I had a close friend that came up to watch as well. So yeah, it was obviously a very, very special thing for me to end off on.
Yeah. Where'd you keep the medal?
It's still in the box downstairs for now, but it is going to end up behind me on the wall with the jersey in a frame, a nice frame when I can get to it.
Well, it's a great way to do it. I have asked this of people who've appeared at Commonwealth Games and Olympians. They always end up in sock drawers if they don't pull their finger out and actually get it mounted somewhere at some point. listen, it's been great to chat to you. What are you going to do now then, now you've retired from Rocket League? Are you staying within esports?
I'm very lucky to have obviously picked up about 5-6 years of experience in professional Rocket League now. So I'm going into management and coaching for a brilliant organization called Williams Resolve, who are in partnership with Williams Racing as well. So also sort of bridging that gap between traditional sports and esports. I'll be managing the Rocket League team for the next season of RLCS now. It's obviously a new chapter for me, but it also goes to show how many different career paths there are within esports. And that's something that, again, it's really nice to have.
And that's something we've talked about a lot on the show. We were last week. Ewan, it's been great chatting to you. Thank you so much. Cheers for your time, buddy.
Thank you very much for your time too.
There you go. There goes Ewan, who won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in Rocket League. We've got more chatting to do with this. Aaliyah, we're going to chat to after a bit of Inner Smile from Texas.
You make me feel, yeah, yeah. 'Cause you make me feel.
In a smile from Texas here on BFBS, we're chatting all about the Commonwealth Games and the fact that eSports was a trial event there ahead of it becoming a full event, hopefully, in the future. That's what people are saying about it. Another person who competed there for England was Aaliyah. Aaliyah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. Same question asked of Ewan. What was it like competing in the Commonwealth Games with an England jersey on your back?
I mean, it was a really surreal experience. You know, I got called up in March, so a few months ago, and when I first got the message off Mark, I couldn't quite believe it because, you know, he's calling me up to play for my country, and it was surreal. And then when I actually got there, it was like, okay, this is real, this is actually happening, you know, I'm going on stage to play for my country. So it was just an incredible experience all around.
Ton of pressure?
Yeah, I think there was loads of pressure, especially that it was in England, and being at home, I think, sort of just added to that pressure.
So tell me, what was the game you were playing? What did you compete in?
I was playing eFootball.
Because obviously they called it eFootball, I guess, to get around using brand names. Was that the reason behind that?
No, I think it's what the game's actually called now.
Oh,
they rebranded it, yeah.
Pro Evo, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it was PES and then eFootball. So even I had to get used to saying eFootball instead of saying PES out of habit.
Yeah, it's one of those games. I mean, it's interesting the three games they chose when it came to the Commonwealth Games. It was Dota, it was Rocket League, and it was eFootball as well. Why do you think those three games, why do you think they were the ones they went for? Because they weren't, I mean, you wouldn't call them, there's a couple more top tier games around. They could have chosen Counter-Strike, Call of Duty, things like that.
I think they wanted to cover the different bases. So with eFootball, it covers the football audience. Rocket League sort of covers the car audience plus the football audience. And then Dota sort of covers the more... I don't really play Dota, but based off what our Dota players said, it was like the more economic side of it. So I think it was just covering grounds across, you know, different sports to show the variety that esports has.
Yeah, Dota's one of those games. I mean, it is one of the biggest games around because of the money they make on the international, which is millions. And I remember working on a couple of Dota events myself. I had no idea what was going on. It's a game you have to spend hours and hours and hours playing before you get your head around it. So talk me through what your day was like then when you went to the Commonwealth Games. Were you treated like the athletes? Did you have to go to the athlete village?
We weren't staying in the actual athlete village in Birmingham. We were staying in Nottingham for a week, and it was because during the week what the general public didn't see is we had group stages and like the knockout stages, and all of that was in Nottingham. And then from the Friday onwards we would travel, leave Nottingham at like 6:45 and then travel to Birmingham, do our media days, and then compete in the finals across the weekend, and then travel back again to Nottingham. So it was about an hour journey there and back across the last 3 days.
Busy old days. You won a bronze medal. Where'd you keep it?
It's up there, like behind me.
All right, because
I need to find somewhere to put it, but because I have shelves behind me, I can't hang it. So I need to sort it out. But I've just kind of left it up there at the minute whilst I try and figure out where to put it.
It is a great thing to have. What was the medal you won before this? What was the last medal you won before a Commonwealth Games medal?
Oh, geez. I think it was when I was a swimmer, like years ago. I was a competitive swimmer and I won quite a few medals through that back in Singapore. So that was probably the last medal I won in actual athlete sport. So it's kind of weird that the last medal I won was actual physical sport, and then the most recent medal I've won is esports.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a weird juxtaposition, isn't it? Because the Commonwealth Games can be quite idiosyncratic with the sports it has on. So you've got esports on one hand, which, yes, it's there as a trial event, but whatever. And then you've got Crown Green Bowling at the other side. I mean, it's such a mash of almost the old and the new, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's good. I feel like it's showing what traditional sport has always been, but then also showing that, you know, there's this whole other category of sports, even though it's not physical, but it's more mental esports, you know, and I think it shows the good contrast between how much sport has developed throughout the years.
Hey, listen, if you ask me, I call esports sports. Aaliyah, are you right to stay with us?
Yeah, that's all
okay, because I've got some more questions I want to ask you about what you think the future is as well, but we've got to play some more music as well. This is The Foles and My Number here on BFBS.
Creed are the code.
are my number here on BFBS. I'm OJ Borge with you with the eSports Live for another, 6 minutes? The Leah's still with me as well, who I think was enjoying that song. Were you enjoying that
song? Yeah, that's popping my head. I've never heard it before.
There you go. It's the Foals are my number. Thank you so much for staying with me, because I want to get your view on this. Now, obviously, it's been a test event. There was the virtual series where eSports was part of the Olympics in a virtual way, which apparently was successful. What do you think the future is with eSports and these big sporting organisations, these big sporting events, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and things like that?
You know, I think with the respective games, there already has been, you know, loads of events with the competitive side. But I think having it trial at the Commonwealth Games was a massive step up, because I think a lot of people might not know about these esports competitions. But when you bring it onto a level like the Commonwealth Games and, you know, potentially the Olympics and that in the future, it exposes us to a whole different audience of people that might not know much about esports. So I'm hoping that in 2 years it'll be in the Olympics, and then again in 4 years in Australia, because I think it's a good representation of esports, and it shows the younger generation, especially who are so involved in gaming compared to when I was younger, that you can go on to represent your country if you genuinely want to make this a career.
And it's an interesting point as well, because there was an article I was reading before this started, which was slightly sniffy about it, with the headline of what first attracted you to the multi-billion dollar esports industry. And in some ways, you look at people who are younger nowadays who maybe don't have that much interest in traditional sports. They might play a ton of FIFA, the computer game, but then don't watch actual football on TV. So do you think that the Commonwealth Games, the Olympics, needs esports more than esports needs the Olympics?
I mean, I think there's pros and cons to it. I think, you know, the Commonwealth and the Olympics, etc., they do need esports to help garner a new audience, especially the younger ones. But I think esports also needs these big tournaments to help elevate and spread the message and sort of educate people on what esports is, because we did see a lot of comments as well from people online saying, why is esports part of the Commonwealth Games? You know, it's not actual sport. And I feel like once people are educated on esports, they realize how big it actually is and how much it helps people, you know, with their mental health. You know, that's one reason why I started, was I was struggling during lockdown and I needed an outlet. Gaming gave me that outlet, and I'm sure it's the same for so many kids around the world. So it's a bit of both, really, I think.
I absolutely agree with the mental health aspect. It's something we've talked a lot about, especially within the forces. I've talked about it myself, that it's an outlet for me to actually talk to people. Because with around esports, I mean, we're talking about you playing at the level here where you're winning medals at big events. Even at the grassroots, you're playing people, you're speaking to people, you're chatting with people, you're interacting with people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing people don't realize is the social aspect of it as well. Like, I have met so many incredible people through esports, and people that I would have never met if I wasn't doing what I'm doing. And a lot of these people, I'm very lucky to say that, you know, they have become my friends, and some really close friends as well. And I think that's one of the positives that people don't realize, because, you know, with me personally in person, I am quite shy, and I do struggle to go up to people and speak with them. Whereas when I'm behind a screen and playing online, I sort of have a security blanket, and it helps with my confidence as well and being able to speak to people. So there's so many positives that come from it.
So what was it like then, being on stage and having to play in front of people?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, when I saw the stage on Friday, I was so nervous, because it was an incredible stage, and I was looking at it and I was like, oh no, this is gonna be bad. Like, I think the pressure's gonna get to me. So I just sort of spoke to my England teammates, and, you know, they were sort of reassuring me, especially those that had more experience competing on big stages like this. So it was quite nerve-wracking. You know, we did have headphones on that was sort of noise cancelling, but I could still kind of hear the commentators and the crowd. So it was nerve-wracking, but at the same time it was reassuring, because, you know, one of my games against Wales went to a penalty shootout,
oh,
and I
God.
Think it went to 8-7. Like, I won that one.
Pressure.
But it was apparently the arena was like dead silent, and I could hear the England guys cheering every time, like, I saved or I scored. So it was a really cool experience, but it was also very, very nerve-wracking.
Well, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much. What is next for you? What is the next thing you're going to take on? What's the next big event?
I mean, I normally play FIFA, so I'm going to sort of try and direct more of my energy at the minute to try and take FIFA more seriously, but also, you know, at the end of the year, there is another tournament in Istanbul in Turkey. So I'm going to continue practicing eFootball alongside FIFA, and hopefully I qualify for Team GB at the end of the year.
Play all the games. Ali, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. There goes Ali. Fabulous to talk about the Commonwealth Games. Same with Ewan as well, who's retired. Congratulations with your gold medal. Going out at the top, that's the way to do it, isn't it? And that is it for this episode of BFBS Esports Live on the Forces Station. Thank you very much to my guests, as always. We'll be back next week for what is the final show of Esports Live. We've got some special guests. We'll talk to some of the people we've chatted to over these 11 weeks we've done so far. Make sure you listen live. You can stream us, as we've said before, if you want to watch it on BFBS Twitch account. You can watch it on Facebook as well. Thank you so much. As always, thank you to the Content Fund for helping us put this on. We'll see you next week for the final show.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.